Indie Feed.
So I said when I got to New York, what I really wanted to find here was some poetic examples of a real New York experience. And I think I found that when I came across Jack Weiler reading at the Cornelia Street Cafe, the Pink Pony reading series. This is a real New York voice. I think you're going to enjoy what he has to say. Jack Weiler reading at the Pink Pony series at the Cornelia Street Cafe, August 25th, 2006.
For most of his life, he's worked in pest control.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And at the current time, works with Acme Exterminating in New York City. He was the editor of the magazine Long Shot for many, many years and has worked with the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation in New Jersey as a visiting poet in the school. He performs his work extensively in New York and New Jersey. His work has been anthologized in Aloud, the Anthology of the Eurekan Poets Cafe, the Outlaw Bible of American Poetry, and Bum Rush the Page. Most recently, his work was included in The Breath of Parted Lips, Volume 2, a collection of poems from The Frost Place from Kevin Carey Press. His first book, I Have No Clue, was published by Longshot in November of 1996. So we should be very glad. Now, 10 years later, funding me. Let's give a warm welcome to Jack Weiler!
Back to work. Just so you know, I'm back at Acme Exterminating Company on 9th Avenue in New York. The rug in the office is the one I had installed in 1994. I got a good deal on that rug. So good that they've never gotten new carpeting, even though it looks like shit and all. The people in the office are the same. Same desks and chairs and stairs and owner. Some horrible museum of my life. Like the kid who smacks the family Buick into a tree and dies, and his parents leave his room exactly how it was. Metallica poster, NFL sheets, skate punk magazines in a box under the bed. The windows never open. No one lives there. The shade's always drawn. The room clean for the first time ever. And always clean, forever. The socks in order, t-shirts faded. The parents walk in and sob for a second, never together, never touching anything except to dust and smooth the sheets. That's my job. I'm Tom Sawyer watching his own funeral. Only Becky Thatcher walks in every day and says, "Tom, you shithead." And the whole time, town chimes in with a litany of shortcomings. He was drunk. He took dope. He abandoned us. He was a stupid piece of shit, and we're still here. I should be mad, but secretly I'm flattered they even show up. So I bow my head, open my desk, and go to work.
Now that's a New York voice. Yeah, one thing I'm finding about the New York poets is that a lot of them have a really great sense of humor. The poetry I'm hearing a lot of serious poetry, a lot of slam poetry, a lot of heavy stuff, but I'm also hearing a lot of just very funny stuff, and I hope you enjoyed this one. Jack Weiler does have a website. It's jackweiler.com, jackweiler.com, and you can get his new book, which is called Fun Being Me, and you can find out where to purchase that off of his website. I think most of his bio was given by the introduction at the venue here. So let me just tell you a little bit about the place where I saw Jack. It was called the Cornelia Street Cafe. They have a reading series there, the Pink Pony reading series. This is an interesting little venue. It's in the basement underneath a cafe upstairs. But when you go down the stairs, you find this really narrow. It's only got to be about 10 or 12 feet wide and really long. This long, narrow venue with one table on each side and an aisle down the middle and a tiny, tiny little stage right at the front. Very intimate venue. venue. I don't think you could get more than about, 50, 60 people in there. But they have a great reading series. They had two poets there that night, as well as an open mic, which was a very structured 3 minutes per person for an open mic. Really, really fun evening. I had a great time at the Cornelia Street Cafe, Pink Pony reading series. So if you get into town, check it out. That's all for today. This is Mongo signing out.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Poetry Podcasting
at poetrypodcasting.org.
IndieFeed.